and the goal is to bring you your next favorite band.
Thanks for having us. This is a very cool show.
So through many iterations, and it finally, finally landed on the weirdest one by far.
Yeah, just a couple of feelings, and boom, you got a sound.
I remember this one time. I had been writing some songs, and I went out. I'm just going right in on this story. I went out, and so I was.
The story's longer than the song itself. We'll go ahead and play it.
And listen, it's going to be everybody's favorite band. Welcome to Your Next Favorite Band. That's both the show title and our promise to you. We here at Stereophilia Studio are tireless in our pursuit of finding incredible, genre-defiant artists who are either a hot, up-and-coming band or a group that has been delivering for years but have flown under the radar. Tonight, a rock and roll powerhouse with a punk spirit, Patty Pershala and the Mayhaps. Each month, we will bring you live streams, audio podcasts, and perhaps even a live concert where you can listen to the stories and hear the music of artists personally curated by us based on what we feel will be worthy of your time. Be sure to subscribe and tune in to each episode because the possibilities are endless and you never know who will be
your next favorite band.
Hello, everybody. I am your host, Philip Reese, and you are listening to Your Next Favorite Band. No David this week, and it's kind of ironic because a year ago, this was an episode that he had not been able to make happen, was the first one coming off of the month of Music Fest, like our first one getting back into the regular swing of things, and he was missed out on that one, and we miss out on him again this week, but bottom line is we miss you, David, and can't wait to have you back on the show. We got a great one here today for you, Patty Pershala and the Mayhaps. But before we get into bringing the guest on, we always like to share a little bit of a tidbit of information. So, people, if you've remembered in the past, I've brought up like the Billboard Hot 100, and I usually give David some sort of trivia question. Today, we're just going to kind of share this kind of wild bit of information. These are the bands that do not have a top 10 hit out of the Billboard Hot 100, and it's a pretty staggering list. If you look at this, it's, it includes bands like Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, AC/DC, Rush, The Band, Squeeze, Jethro Tull, Jimi Hendrix, you know, the Ramones, Bob Marley and the Wailers. This is amazing that these are bands that have never had a top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100, which just tells you that you don't need to listen to those lists to find great music. And so hopefully this is also another place where you can find some great music on our show here. So one of the reasons why I shared that is it's one of the other elements to Patty Pershala is she is the singer for a Rush tribute band. So we're going to touch on some of that when we bring her on. But we're going to feature her music as Patty Pershala and the Mayhaps. And they've got some great new music coming out, you know, shortly. But I wanted to always, like we do here, feature some of the music. This is my personal favorite song of theirs, and it's from a Tiny Desk you know, submission that they had. It's their song called Real Problems. Here's Patty Pershala and the Mayhaps. Patty Pershala is a former small-town pageant queen turned rock and roll powerhouse. Stomping a career stages across her home state of Michigan, she established herself as a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and won several awards that we're going to get into during the interview here. And has just riff-driven debut album, Chief Diction. Group road-tested their live set, playing over 100 shows across the Midwest and East Coast. Packed the van for a move to Nashville. So now based out of Nashville, welcome to the show, Patty Pershala. And I'm going to leave the music go here because I'd love to hear more about this track and also the Tiny Desk thing. And this is a first for our show. We have a high-speed interview because you are on your way to some tour dates going through the middle of America here. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are. Right through South Dakota. Played a show in Custer last night, and we are on our way to Sioux Falls to drop off our drummer at the airport.
Well, thank you so much for fitting us in. It is a true honor to have you on the show to feature your music. Love the stuff that's already out there and can't wait for more and more of the new stuff. It just got released for the Perpetual Motion Machine, and then I understand there's even more that's about to come out too, right?
Yeah, I can't help myself.
Well, the artist must create. But this song, like I had shared, it's really my personal favorite from the catalog thus far, and I just love it. I didn't know if there's anything you could share about it and this recording.
I guess not much to share about this recording, although I will say that it is filmed in my old bedroom, which is not legally a bedroom, and honestly is more like a walk-in closet, because like, I'm like 5'3". And I fit really well in it, but a lot of people, like, it's really like low clearance.
Right.
But my instruments needed the legal bedroom in that house, so I had to just like tuck myself in this closet. So yeah, you can see that my bed like barely fits. Like, I can't believe how much stuff I had in there. But yeah, I mean, this song is really just about depression, honestly, and just you know, one of the lowest points in my life where I just had a lot of sudden abrupt change all at once, and just like how I like wanted to feel motivated and productive, but like just physically couldn't send those signals to my body, and I felt like I was just trapped in my bed.
No, it's these are things that we're hearing more and more of, people getting more comfortable being vulnerable about that, normalizing those conversations. I think it's hugely important. So whenever there's songs like that and someone willing to talk about it, I always love putting that out there.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. So like one thing we do on this show is we always kind of even like to roll it all the way back to kind of get to the early kind of story of kind of like the origin around things. And I kind of wanted to even touch on the bio right there. You kind of start with small town pageant queen turned powerhouse rock and roll.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would call that the origin. I just think it's kind of a fun, because it's true. I was Miss Coopersville in 2014.
Nice.
And it was a good experience. It's just a very interesting one, because even back then I wasn't like the pageant type.
Right.
I had a friend who was a former Miss Coopersville, and it was kind of like a challenge for me to do that. And then I'm the kind of person where I'm like, even if it's not something that is normally my speed, I'm really competitive, and I will do my best, even if I'm not into it. Like, that's how I'm wired. So
But around that time, I guess you are teaching yourself the guitar, right? You're a self-taught musician.
Yeah, I took some piano lessons when I was younger, but never really took off for me. I always just wanted like to sing, and all of my instruments are just like backing up my voice. That's how I've always seen it. Yeah.
And even there in high school, doing the marching band and playing bass in the jazz band, correct?
Yeah, where did you get that information?
this is just out there.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, I did. I played a little bit of bass in the jazz band, but I wouldn't call it like, I didn't do a good job. In marching band, I played mallet percussion. So xylophone, marimba, vibraphone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in all the choirs. I was in jazz band. I was in musicals. So I just wanted any excuse to just let it out.
That's awesome.
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Very cool. And then from what I understand now, you're from high school, you decide to become full-time musician. parents were supportive of that, but they kind of wanted you to support yourself through that. So you had to like find the way to get the money by working like regular 9-to-5 jobs, which wasn't very fulfilling, but then finding ways to kind of get the gear you needed, microphones, guitars, and then ultimately release a demo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like, yes, they wanted me to support myself through all of that, but it was also just like they couldn't, you know, they couldn't really support me. Like I did move back in with them for a time several years ago and stuff. So they've always been supportive there as like, if I'm really in a bad spot or like, you know, they never told me that I was stupid for doing this because honestly, like we couldn't afford college anyway. So they were like, if that's not what you want to do, then just do what you want to do. But you know, we're not, you know, you got to get it done. Like it's time. So I worked a desk job for a while. That was fine. But just at some point I was like, I can't do that. Like I had to like an epiphany. I was like, this is not serving me and all the days are blending together. And,
Right. Yeah. And then, like even just that, like that's also gotta be somewhat like squelching of the creative juices, like, you know, to get up and do kind of like corpo America type stuff is going to not let you to be free to do the stuff that you need to do to be an artist and a creator.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I will say that it was helpful in that it kind of got me, I mean, I've always kind of been inclined toward like organization and stuff, but it gave me an understanding of like admin and how to communicate with people in a professional setting. And so I'm grateful for that, but yeah, it stifled my creativity quite a bit for a while. Yeah.
Right. But then probably appreciated that much more, you know, what you were spending your money on, where you were spending your energy and attention. And then when you got more of it, you probably had, you know, that much more, you know, appreciation for it.
Yeah.
So then I understand you also pick up the ukulele because you're also traveling a little bit at this point and it just goes easier on airplanes. And,
I mean, I wasn't traveling that much. Honestly, the ukulele was for like Harry Potter conventions that I used to perform at. Like I wrote
I was especially going to ask about that much, because I imagine that's the reference when you said before you're 5'3" on the website. It says you're 5'2¾". I imagine is a Harry Potter reference.
It's not. It's my height. In fact,
but it fits.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But no, I never thought about that.
Oh,
but
wow.
If I could round it out to an even 5'3", I would. But thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a clever 9¾" reference is really what I thought it was.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah. I'll run with that. And then
corn. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Lots of corn and lots of flat mid-America. Yes.
Wow. Couldn't resist.
No, that's cool. It just proves that it's actually happening. It's not like we're, you know, piping in the sound of a vehicle driving at high speeds. but let's talk about it. So you were going to conventions and playing Harry Potter, like, you know, music. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like parodies of pop songs. I'm also a big Weird Al fan, so I think that's where that came from.
And oh, fun.
This was when I was like 17, 18, 19. So I didn't have like life experiences that I either felt comfortable sharing or hadn't processed or just like didn't know how to say it. So it just felt nice to be like, oh, there's this interesting story and how can I make this funny, but on theme? Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. And then you also are writing Muggle music, the stuff that you're going to release as your own stuff, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm exclusively Muggle now. Yes.
Well, I hope maybe some of those Harry Potter things will get released at some point.
They're buried, but if you know where to look.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So there you go. There's a little nugget for everybody. You can go out and try and find it. And then I thought this was an interesting topic to talk about. So like from the other thing I can't remember if I read or heard you do an interview where you were trying to be, you know, a front woman and a musician and, a you know, and this stuff. And people were telling you it was not going to happen, but you kept pushing. And then you saw the Crane Waves, Crane Wives. And you, that was just so inspiring for you to see that it was, you know, there in front of you and successful. And it kind of brought you to where you weren't going to listen to any of that other nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, I never wanted do anything else anyway. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's not like people told me that's never going to happen, but they were just like, that's kind of a pipe dream. Like you're a little silly for trying to pursue that when, you know, cause nobody in my upbringing, like where I come from, like we're not, I don't even want to, like, we're not like really prosperous or anything anyway. So it was just like, I don't know. Yeah. They've never seen that in anybody in our community. And so it meant a lot to me when I saw the Crane Wives and I was like, there are people in my community that are doing this. Like, it's not just like Taylor Swift or Lady Gaga out there, which I'm glad that they're out there too. But it's nice for me to see like people locally performing like that.
Yeah, no, that comes up a lot, like where the representation matters and to see it in real life happening. Prior to that, you're going to get told those kinds of things. I mean, like, it's just one of those things that is just kind of a shame that it's a progress stopper at a minimum. And it's telling somebody who has dreams that they're not, you know, it's just not cool. I mean, I'm sure you saw in the opening, and I know we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but the Accidentals talk about that a lot, too, because, you know, they weren't able to even see not only that aspect of things, but also playing cello and violin wasn't necessarily in pop music. And then they saw, you know, people be able to do it. So that just put them on a path to say, well, we're going to go do it too.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I can't figure it out.
Then you got to open for them too recently, right? You got to open for the Crane Wives?
Yeah, a couple of times. I sang with them actually.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Love them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're very sweet.
So we also get into here a little bit of a, like, now your music is starting to come out. So 2019, Oracle Bones comes out. And this wins, right? 2019 WYCE Jammy Award, Best Rock and Roll Pop Album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm still, I don't know how, I really don't know how that happened. Because I was like, it was the first thing that I ever did in a studio. And I'm definitely proud of it, and I was then, but I just didn't think anybody would like it that much.
Well, I don't know why, but I guess I do know why, but I more think, like, you know, it's awesome. It's great, and it got what it deserved, for sure.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. That meant a lot to me. Still does.
I'm sure. And then you kind of crowdfund money to do a video for the song Slow Mo, right?
Yeah, that was our first crowdfunding experience. That was, I think that was May 2021.
Yeah. And so what I wanted to do here was to bring in a little more music. So I have that video here because not only, it's not like you just crowdfunded a video, you know, to kind of shoot something. You do like a full-blown kind of mini film.
Yeah, it costs more than this van. Yes.
And then it also gets awards as well. We'll talk about that in a second, but let's bring on the song Slow Mo by Patty Prashala and the Mayhaps.
If I start running now, I might
So in addition to being a killer song, this thing, the video wins 2022 Grand Rapids Film Festival Best Music Video.
Yeah, that was exciting. I wish I could have been there to know that was happening.
Were you already in Nashville at this point?
Yeah, so Gina and Jackson Azinga are the director and producers of the video, and they're based in Grand Rapids. So they did a lot of hard work on that, and I'm glad that they've been able to share it at a few film festivals around.
Yes,
the
yeah. And again, this is so great. I loved watching this. I thought it's funny and it's great music and it's very telling. And you know, obviously, a lot of people go through this kind of stuff, so it's, I'm sure, for a lot of people, like a hell yeah moment.
Oh, thank you.
The subtle stuff too, about like the lip syncing to some of the stuff that's spoken and stuff. Anyway, I just really loved it. It's very cool.
Thank you. There's a lot of little nuggets in this one. Like when we're having this argument, we're arguing about the movie Frozen. We had to make it look real, but we didn't have a script because it's silent. So we were just like, I don't know. And he was very anti Olaf, and I'm very pro Olaf. So that,
man, how do you be anti Olaf? That's bullshit.
I don't get me started. We don't have time.
That'll be we'll do an Olaf podcast episode about that. Just that. But yeah, great. And again, like the song is, this is like, I mean, again, it says right in there, this rock and roll powerhouse kind of thing. It's just, the vocals are awesome and it's this bluesy, filthy in a great way kind of sound. And it's right up my alley. It's stuff that I really love listening to.
Thank you. Yeah. We're never sure about this song because like we love it, but it's so like progressive, like proggy, you know?
Sure.
It's not a chorus. Like, I hate writing choruses, you might notice. I've been better about it with the new record, but I'm just like, no. So all of our songs are usually 2.5 minutes long. It's like a whole thing.
Well, that's where the other half of that descriptor, the punk spirit, like things can be, you know, just quick and it does all that it needs to do in that much time. No need to, you know, carry on. And then also just that other part about the punk spirit of doing it your own way, like not having to follow any kind of a, you know, model or what the industry tells you to do or whatever, which I just think is very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's cool to talk about the proggy stuff too, because there's another element to your kind of portfolio outside of the Mayhaps, which we also need to mention. It's not Mayhem or Mishap. It's Mayhaps. Just want to make sure people get that right. And a capital S in Pershala. We got to make sure we get that right too.
Yes, please.
But there's a moment where you do a cover of Closer to the Heart on the ukulele, put it out there in the world, and it gets massively, you know, viral.
Yeah.
And then there's the tribute band that reaches out. I think they already had been in touch with you prior to the release of that, but basically the band Why Not reaches out to see if you would join them to be the lead singer.
Well, the timeline of that is kind of interesting because I was in a Rush tribute band called they're called Catch the Fish.
Okay.
And that was based in Grand Rapids. And that's what the video was promoting, was one of our first shows, because I was really excited about it. And then when Neil Peart passed away, that video just like popped off and everybody was just like, it felt very healing to a lot of people who, just missed his art.
Yes. It's a phenomenal version. Like, for those of you who might think for a moment, if you're a Rush fan, and how could you possibly play that on the ukulele? Like, you destroy that song. It's so great that if people want to hit pause and go watch that, it's pretty awesome, and then come back. But it's a great, great version.
Thank you. Yeah, and then Why Not messaged me in, like, oh my God, my brain is all messed up. I think it was like late 2021, early 2022.
Yeah, COVID has a way of making things feel like they were either 20 years ago or 20 minutes ago. So like, you're right in the pocket there of where things are like, I don't know if that was a year ago or 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, I sang with Why Not for like a year and a half. But this year I moved on because I'm just trying to sing my own stuff.
Absolutely. No, it makes total sense. The other funniest thing, I thought this was a fun tidbit to share, because when I heard it, I laughed hysterically, that initially you thought it was a band called Why Not, that was local to Grand Rapids or something?
Yeah.
Because it's Tony spelled backwards, I guess?
Yes.
And so you thought it was them reaching out instead of this other opportunity?
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, so that confused me, right, naturally, because I was like...
Sure, of course.
I'm like, I don't need another band, whatever. But then the guitar player from Catch the Fish was like, that band? That band? Yes, you should join that band. And I was like, what? Who are they? What? What's this? No idea.
Yeah, that's like, pretty cool. And then that Why Not band also creates some of their own kind of original prog rock type music, and that's, you know, something else you were kind of involved in there. But I totally understand why you're now having to move on from that and focus here with the Mayhaps, because there's such great stuff going on and great music getting released.
Yeah, it's hard to do two bands full time, especially when neither of them is really local to where I live. So, yeah, I'm sleeping a lot better these days. I'll say that.
That's cool. That's cool. So let's talk about the new stuff. So you get the idea to do Perpetual Motion Machine and again, kind of crowdfunding some of it by reaching out and so on, which was very cool. So great follow for people is to not only love the music, but love these unique opportunities to kind of support it, because it's a big time thing for, I think, a lot of people who want to support independent artists. They're looking for ways to do that because they know that streaming can't do it. They know that they can only buy tickets to shows when it's local enough to them. So other than, you know, buying, say, like a vinyl off of the website or a T-shirt or something like that, there's not really a whole lot of ways that they can do that. So I think that's very, whether it's Patreon, which I know you offer, that's another great way to support artists, or to kind of do these kinds of things where you're saying, hey, I have, you know, this dream to put together this you know, album or this, you know, concept or whatever, that it just puts people in a spot where they can be a part of that. And I think that's very cool. So I kind of wanted to, you know, advocate for that in general, but also to applaud your efforts there because I think it's great. And how did that go? Like, how did that feel to put that out there? It's got to be scary at first, but obviously you got to the number and now we're getting some of that music to come out.
I knew how much I needed. I knew there was no other way to acquire that amount of money and the amount of time I needed to do that, and to still like be true to what the music needed to be, you know, without cutting corners or anything. And there were several moments in the middle of that month where we're, you know, because everybody gets interested at the beginning and then there's a big dip and then everybody goes, oh crap, you're right at the end. You know, it's a big incline of support. But there were definitely moments where my band was like, so what are we going to do if this doesn't? And I was like, please don't talk to me like that. Right? I can't even go there.
Failure is not an option. Like, no, it's exactly right.
It's straight. It is not. I was like, I have plans A through F going right now, but we're going to stick to A.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but that meant a lot to us. And it really, like, every cent went toward making the record what it is and will continue to go into the solo record that I'm recording. So.
Very cool. Yeah. And so the Patty Perchela and the Mayhap, you know, Perpetual Motion Machine EP is now out there for streaming and for such. And there is a video forthcoming for I Want It Faster, correct?
Yes. I want that video to be out faster. I am so sad that it's not out yet. Well, this is what happens. Like sometimes I get so excited about an idea that I have to like throw it together, especially because this was in Michigan and we don't live in Michigan, but
sure,
that's just
right,
where
right.
that's where the crew and this, I'm not going to spoil anything, but that's where all of the things and places that I needed were.
Yes.
So I had to work it within a specific timeline, while doing the Kickstarter, while doing everything out. Like it's me and Lucas, you know, that's the team
doing all this,
all the, you know, behind the scenes work and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, and that's Lucas driving.
Hi, Lucas. Lucas, guitarist in the band and your partner, correct?
Correct.
Yes. That's very cool.
The video is on its way. I edited it the first round and now somebody else is finishing up the editing process, but it's really hard to make videos.
Oh, you're going to a level at which is highly enjoyable, but I'm sure slows the process down.
Yeah, well, especially because our drummer, Alec, moved away. And so that was kind of like a third, you know, a three-person team versus a two-person team, but with a lot more growth all of a sudden and being on the road. It's just like, oh my gosh. We're just going to let it happen when it's ready to happen.
Sure, sure. So what we have today is a different track that has a like a lyric video to it, Spill. So do you want to give this any kind of an intro, or should we just let it rip?
I think it speaks for itself.
Excellent. All right, so let's listen to Spill off of the new EP from Patty Prashala and the Mayhaps. Is Spill, recently released music from Patty Prashala and the Mayhaps, off of the new EP, Perpetual Motion Machine. Love that song.
Thank you. That one's got a chorus.
Yeah.
I want to give props to Amar Jomba, who did the lyric video. It was amazing and it's beyond my expectations.
Yeah, very, very well done. Definitely love that. So Cool. Well, before we get to kind of promoting some of the other stuff coming up, I wanted to just touch on one other thing. The way I even learned about you and your music was I'm huge fans of the Accidentals. We talked about that before. From Michigan as well, from where you're from. Not the same town, obviously, but at least the same state. And I went and saw their tour kind of like out of, you know, mid-COVID, I guess you might say, when they released the album Vessel. And you joined them to make them a kind of a four-piece. I actually have a picture here. This is from that show. It was in Ardmore Music Hall near Philadelphia. And that's you on the left there, you know, playing bass.
Standing in the corner.
But that was right after they played Bird's Eye View, which is that, like, awesome, you know, kind of like, it's like a performance piece. It's so cool. And then it kind of comes to that explosion where you turn it from, the bass carries it from, like, where they're kind of soloing together to where it's more of a song at the end there. But anyway, it's a great song. People should check out. But I just remember being like, you know, I wanted to know who was this person on bass and many other instruments during that whole show. It was kind of a, it was a great, great tour. And I thought it was a really cool thing. And I just wanted to know more about Patty Pershala from that point. So that's what led us here.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. I love the Accidentals. They taught me a lot and they continue to do so. They live in Nashville as well.
Right. Yeah. Michigan and Nashville kind of similarly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been really nice to have friends down there. I don't think I'd be sane.
Sane is probably the word.
If I didn't have them down there with me. Yeah, no, I love them very much. And they brought me out of my shell in a different way and really, I don't know, showed me that I can do road life and like many ways to make it easier on myself.
Sure.
And
yeah, that's super cool. And that's another great, so like you have all these pretty awesome covers on your YouTube channel, and you and Sav do Panama, which is just so great. Like, that's another great one.
We also do Crazy Train.
Oh, you do Crazy Train too. I didn't know that one. Yeah, I'll have to
check,
I'm gonna
that
have to
out.
Check that one out for sure.
But Panama was also,
that was
that's a hard
so
song. It's a very fucking hard song.
I bet it is. I bet it was. Especially again, ukulele and violin, and so you're knocking out Panama in some ways better than the original. You know, on those two instruments, it's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what can we else can we kind of promote here? So, you've got the Perpetual Motion Machine EP. People should at least obviously check it out streaming. But also, is there places where they can purchase some merch for that or tour supporting it?
Yes, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp's much better. Yes, there you go.
Yeah. As far as touring, we're slowing down a little bit. We're finally going home after 2.5 weeks and a couple of mishaps. And we're ready to start working on my new solo record.
Very cool.
Which should be out in February.
Oh, fun.
If I stop saying yes to all of the things that come across my desk, it'll be out in February.
Well, we'll definitely be on the look for that. And, you know, and as this other stuff comes out, I hope, you know, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is in the future for a tour stop. If not, Philly or New York are reachable for us.
Yes, we're trying our damnedest to get over to Pennsylvania more next year. That's also where my friend's studio, Angry Hobbit Studios, is.
Oh, cool.
Where we recorded the album.
Nice.
So I'm always happy to go to Pennsylvania.
Perfect. Well, Patty and Mayhaps in Car, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We're going to feature one more song of yours after the credits. We're going to play Do It For Me after the credits, so people get one more song to catch some Patty Pershala Mayhapness. But thank you so much. It was a true honor to have you on the show today.
Thank you. This was fun. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Phil, let's say goodbye to everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Your Next Favorite Band. We'd like to sincerely thank Patty Pershala and all the mayhaps in the car with her today for giving her the opportunity to do the interview with us at high speeds. And for sharing all the great backstory and having us you know, share the music here with you all. Hope you really enjoyed that, and definitely check out the new stuff. We'll be including links to the in our show notes to her. We'll do the Bandcamp like she shared there. That's definitely the best way to purchase. From there's most that goes to the artists there, but there's nothing as good as buying straight off of the website if you have the ability to go there. And when there is like either T-shirts or vinyl or anything like that, and then obviously tickets to shows when they play nearby, we will include links to click on in the show notes for Spotify, YouTube, her website, all that kind of stuff. As always, our hope here is to bring you your next favorite band. If you happen to tune in today because you already knew Patty Pershala and the Mayhaps, thank you so much for joining in. We hope you might consider liking and subscribing so that we might be able to bring you your next favorite band in coming episodes. Or our entire catalog is out there that you might be able to find your next favorite band in what's already available. Just ask you to check us out and even follow us on socials so that you can see when we announce new episodes and new content that's available out there. Got plenty of other great stuff off of Music Fest throughout September, October, November already booked, so you're not going to want to miss any of that, and hope to see you at a live show soon. Now here's Do It For Me by Patty Pershala and the Mayhaps.
You know I scratched your back until my last nail cracked. But honey, I got an itch that I can't reach. Oh, and it's right in the center. So I'll rub up against whatever just to get some temporary relief. 'Cause you don't do it for me, baby, I'm not sorry. Said I'm the best you've had. I never meant to laugh, but I won't say it wasn't funny. So call me what you want, but as long as